talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long time. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning, Matt. This is one lady calling up to bawl out an old man. Because, listen, we used to go through this with our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. Things are different at a different age. And these kids are different types of athletes than what we had at our age. And a lot of them get severe injuries before they even make it out because there's so much demand on these young people. And, you know, the results of it are so more important than it was years back. Because remember, it didn't cost us an arm and a leg to go to college. Price of food, price of insurance, everything costs so much for these young people, and they're giving up so much. And remember, you say, get a job. Hey, they're practicing all the time. They got to go to the weight room. They got to eat correctly. I mean, this is like a science now for a lot of these young people. It's different than when we were younger, and they should receive some compensation. Should they make $1 million? No. But they need to be compensated. They're giving up a lot in their physical being. Hey, it's real easy to, you know, have a problem with the ACL. What happens then to those kids? Or a fall or whatever. They're doing everything with their bodies, you know. And how many of them make it to the pros? How many of these kids make it to the pros? They should receive something. They're given more than the average person. And then, oh, they should get a job too? I don't think so. And it does cost a lot for them to eat. You go back, I mean, I couldn't believe it, Matt. When I heard how much college was now, I had to go look it up, and I thought, man, I never would have went to college. You know, plus to be able to do good in your classes, which they require now, plus to be a good athlete, you know, plus to, you know, put their whole heart in it because that school depends on them. It's even more stressful than when we went to school, Matt. So I just had to call and give my 2 cents worth because, yeah, I really believe those kids, they got a lot they're going through nowadays, more than we ever did. And it's harder to make it there, you know, through the college, you know, plus being an athlete, plus the cost of it and everything around living for them kids today. And they don't even make, I mean, minimum wage compared to what we made is like a pittance. So I had to call and give you my 2 cents this morning, Matt.
Gene, you are passionate and insightful as always, and obviously very forward thinking because young Luke is on the feed here, dancing around, waving his arms over his head. He's so pleased with what you said. And it's great to hear you. Now, here's the deal, though. Let's be kind of blunt about this and so on. There are gradations of what they get. Right now, they get full tuition. They're not paying any tuition, full room and board. They get the training table for the major sports and so forth. And they get recruited, a lot of them, and so forth. And if they go to a smaller school, it is much more recreational. Number two, should they be able to sign a contract for sneakers with Nike for $100 million? Should they be able to in college? And the answer to me is no. You could say, well, if they split it with UW, but they can't be forced to do that once they're given the right to do it. My feeling is this is like the semi-pro league. They're getting trained. They're getting a chance as kids to star. You're right that some of them do get injured. But they're being given tuition. They're being given an education. It's also correct that most of them don't go on to the pros. So what's the harm in having them done that to help the university? They're not going to the pros. I think they should help their university. And I think, you know, you could say that they should be given a little something, not $100 million contract, maybe a little something, like a treat it as a part-time job, that sort of demeans them. Luke is not buying this, and Gene probably isn't either, but I got to tell you, you're right, Gene, that when we all went to school, it was a little different and so on. Listen, the pros didn't get paid much in the 60s and 70s. The top athletes in baseball and football didn't get a lot of money in the 60s. Bart Starr didn't make a lot of money, not compared to now, but that's the way it is. So anyway, the Supreme Court will decide. Hopefully somebody is listening to this and will tell them. Maybe they won't, but this is how opinions get circulated. And great to hear from Gene and have Luke put in his 2 cents worth. The fact is, in my view, that it's plenty to give them tuition, room and board, training table. If they don't want to get a part-time job or they're too busy, I understand that. I don't see why, you know, they get a certain amount of expenses. I don't see why that can't cover a hamburger or two at McDonald's. I mean, you know, we're not talking about sending to Sanford's in Milwaukee, okay? They want to go to Sanford's in Milwaukee, go on and get more education and get productive. So, Luke, you seem unpersuaded.
My stance, like, hamburgers at McDonald's isn't what these athletes need to eat either, though. These athletes are on strict diets. Like, it's expensive to eat healthy and keep your body in tip-top shape. Like, I don't think the hamburger argument should be anything that's getting thrown around here either, because, yes, the dining halls pay for a lot of these students' meals, but room and board and tuition, I do not think are covered for every student athlete. Like, that's not something that the university is doling out for everyone. Yes, there's scholarships out there.
Yeah, but they recruit the recruited ones do. If you're a walk-on, okay, good for you.
Right.
Good for you.
I think there's plenty of walk-ons. Like, I don't know if you only recruit a certain amount of athletes for each sport. So there's got to be more walk-ons in my mind than others.
Yeah. God bless them. Good for them.
So, right. Those, again,
I was a walk-on, so, you know, I enjoyed it.
Those are all my arguments, though. That those are the individuals not making the money.
Okay.
Yeah, and the walk-ons.
I didn't have a hangdog look with my hand out saying, give me some money. I said, I want a fence.
These people aren't asking for millions of shoe deals, though. The people that are walk-ons are just saying, hey, like, make sure that I can have some food in my stomach and that I can buy some of the basic necessities I need. Well,
okay, figure it out. Figure it out like everybody else.
March Madness just happened. We're in the middle of March Madness right now, right, Matt?
Yeah.
March Madness, the billions of dollars that are made just on TV ads and sponsorship deals of March Madness, none of the athletes see that, though.
That's right. It goes to the universities where it should go.
No, it goes to the big corporations that are running the commercials and hosting the TV and some go to
universities. Pay for the commercials. They pay for the commercials.
But they're paying for the commercials because people are tuning in to watch the athletes play. And the athletes aren't being compensated for playing.
The schools are. It's all good stuff. Go into the lines. Okay, look.
We got Wisco Paul on the line. We got Wisco Paul calling in.
Yeah. Okay, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. It's a lot easier to sit back and listen than it is to call in, but the corporations always win. Look at the cat dealer in this state. He won. You know, they got rid of the mask mandate. So the corporations that tell things change here, they're going to win. And just look what happened in Georgia and Florida and other states. They lost the election, but they're going to pass laws to fix the election now, which is, I say that redundantly, fix it. But, you know, what I take great pleasure in is listening to President Biden talk yesterday, and it was so uplifting as compared to what we were put through the last 4 years. And I think there's a possibility, Matt, that he may go down as the greatest president since Roosevelt because of the times he took over in here. And by the way, Roosevelt, one of my parents' heroes, he brought them back from the brink. And so the Republican Party as a whole are backwards thinking, and they're out of ideas, completely out of ideas. So Joe has to just look at the future, forget the GOP because they're never going to go along with anything good except for maybe tax cuts for corporations and wealthy people, and just go for it. So if it's the voting, but or whatever these other things he wants to do, I can't remember, or gerrymandering, voting, and things like that. But this infrastructure is big, Matt. I mean, it is big, big, big. So with that, I just you have a great day, and thank you for letting me talk.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. As always, you have nailed probably the best issue of the morning. We're going to get into it, of course, in a little bit. We're going to a break, and it's a very, very, it's an interesting issue. So I'm going to wait till after the break to address it. But I agree. Biden gave a magnificent speech, and he's facing a lot of what Roosevelt faced, but in a different way. Roosevelt faced worse things. I mean, the rise of Nazism and the Second World War and the Depression. But I would say that Biden, with the rise of the nuclear threat from Russia and China, and with the division in society, it comes pretty close. In any event, we're going to a break. Paul, we're going to get to that issue. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.